Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 178 at 17,425. S&P 500 down 19 at 2,043. NASDAQ Composite down 58 at 5,007. Yield on the 10-year Treasury down 3 basis points to 2.27%. Oil up 45 cents at $37.05 per barrel. Gold up 40 cents at $1,060.20 per ounce. Silver down 3 cents at $13.81. This is, of course, the final day of the year, and so it is appropriate that here at the Financial Review, we review where the markets stand. Generally, the year was ugly. We'll take a look at stocks, bonds, the dollar, and commodities. And all in all, it was not an easy year for investors. Nearly 70% of investors lost money this year. At least that's according to OpenFolio, an app that allows people to track their investment performance, compare it with portfolios of other users. Warren Buffett, seeing his worst year since 2008. Berkshire Hathaway shares down about 11% year-to-date. Bill Ackman of Pershing Square Capital sent a letter to investors in December that said 2015 may be the fund's worst year since it was founded in 2004. We can go back to 2008. That was a terrible year in the stock market, but bonds were up 22% that year. But this year, not one major asset class had a good year. If you went to sleep on December 31st, 2014, and you just woke up today, you might think nothing happened in 2015. The S&P 500 index started the year at 2058, closed at 2043, for a loss of 15 points. That kind of movement can happen over a lunch break. Works out to a loss of 0.7%. Now, with dividends reinvested, the S&P 500 is up almost 2%. This follows three straight years of double-digit gains for the S&P 500. The best-performing sector in the S&P was consumer discretionary, with a gain of 9.5%. Worst-performing S&P sector was energy, no surprise there, down 23.8%. Materials down almost 10%. Netflix was the top-performing stock in the S&P 500, with a gain of right at 140%. Amazon, up 122%. Add in Google, now called Alphabet, up 49%, and Facebook up 36%. The big losers in the S&P, Chesapeake Energy, Console Energy, and Southwest Energy, all three down right about 77% or so. So if you avoided energy and went with the simple idea of the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, that simple formula makes you a stock-picking genius. Now, that doesn't mean the FANG stocks will deliver in 2016. After all, a trade can get crowded. Case in point, Apple, the most widely held stock, lost 4% on the year. The Dow Industrial Average started the year at 17,823 and closed at 17,425 for a loss of 398 points, or about 2.2%. Now, just a reminder, the Dow hit a record of 18,351 back in May, and we did enjoy some milk and cookies this year, but it's a long way from May to December. Top performers in the Dow included Nike, up 31% year-to-date. McDonald's switched over to the breakfast menu 24/7, up 26%. Home Depot, up 26%. And GE underwent some major restructuring this year, and they're up 22%. Big losers on the Dow: Walmart, down 28%. Caterpillar, down 25%. American Express, down 25%. And Chevron down 20%. NASDAQ Composite started the year at 4,736, closed the year at 5,007. That's a gain of 271 points, or about 5.7%. Russell 2000 Index started the year at 1,204, finished at 1,135, down about 69 points, just under 6% negative for the year. There are approximately 3,700 publicly traded companies on the U.S. exchanges, and filtering out the S&P 500 stocks and the OTC stocks, the top performers included Eagle Pharmaceutical, up 462%, Exelixis, up 300%, Galapagos, up 239%, and Prothena, up 242%. All four are basically biotech companies. Great returns, but long odds. European markets ended the year mixed. Germany's DAX gained 10%, while Italy's MIB was the top performer, up 13%. On the downside, Britain's FTSE lost 5%, Spain's IBEX down 7%. The major Asian indexes were mostly higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng lagged, losing 7%. Japan's Nikkei gained 9%. And I'm sure you remember when China devalued the yuan in August and the stock market there suffered massive losses. But when all was said and done, China's Shanghai Composite finished the year with a 9% gain. Jamaican stocks were a pretty good place to invest this year, man. The island nation's index rose more than 80%. As for losers, well, the political woes and lower oil prices hurt the Ukrainian equities index, down 56% year-to-date. Morgan Stanley Institutional Growth is the top-performing mutual fund of 2015, returning 11% so far this year. Pretty good, but it's still below the fund's own five-year average return of 14.6%. Year's best-performing ETF position was Velocity Shares 3x Inverted Natural Gas ETN. It's a triple-leveraged ETF meant to track the inverse price movement of natural gas. And because natural gas prices fell 33% in the past year, this ETF climbed more than 200%. Excluding leveraged ETFs and those that track the inverse of a commodity or index, the best-performing ETF of 2015 is the Market Vectors China AMC SME Chinext ETF, which emulates bonds issued by China. As 2015 comes to an end, so does Q4, and that means corporate America will announce the financial results of their fourth quarter in a few weeks. According to FactSet, earnings for the S&P 500 are expected to have fallen 4.7% during the final 3 months of the year. If so, it would mark three consecutive quarters of year-over-year declines in earnings, something that hasn't happened since 2009. U.S. Treasuries lost ground in 2015. Treasury yields put in their lows for the year in January. The yield on the two-year surged to fresh six-year highs after the Fed announced an interest rate increase in December. For the year, the two-year rallied 60 basis points to 1.07%. Ten-year yield put in its 2015 high at 2.48% in June before ending the year up 41 basis points at 2.27%. Selling at the long end caused the 30-year yield to rise 28 basis points to 3.03%. The yield on the long bond put in its 2015 peak at 3.24% in June. For the year, the long bond lost right at 2%. The three-month Treasury bill returned 0.11%. As for corporate bonds, high-yield debt sold by companies with more fragile balance sheets had a tough 2015. In particular, it was not a good year to hold bonds from Arch Coal, which took three of the bottom spots ahead of a potential bankruptcy filing. Investment-grade corporate bonds sold by companies with relatively strong balance sheets fared better, but not by much. Now, people are still avoiding high-yield debt from the energy sector, but elsewhere you're starting to see some stability. In a world where the 10-year Treasury is yielding 2.27%, 8 or 9%, is still going to attract attention for someone willing to chase yield. U.S. dollar rallied in 2015. U.S. dollar index climbed 9% for the year. Canadian dollar was the worst performing major currency against the greenback, dropping over 16% to $1.38 as a result of the weakness in oil prices. Euro was also hard hit, falling 10% to 109 as the European Central Bank announced a policy of negative interest rates. Swiss franc could be the lone major currency to gain versus the dollar. In January, the Swiss National Bank removed its euro-franc floor, causing the Swiss franc to skyrocket. Currency hit a high of 0.83 per dollar, up 16% by the middle of March. However, virtually the entire move has been erased. Franc is up 0.2% at 99 per dollar. The Brazilian real lost almost half its value and is looking like it has hit bottom, or at least it should, within the next 6 months or so. Commodities had a really ugly 2015. Precious metals saw some early strength in the year but sold off throughout the year after their January gains. Gold sank 10% at $1,060 an ounce, silver down 12% at $1,380. On the industrial side, copper plunged 25% to $2.13 a pound. 2015 has been the year of the double dip for crude oil. Prices were recovering until Greece voted to leave the Eurozone for a few minutes. Then after their banks were drained, they decided to stay just a little bit longer. You also had the China stock market crash, and OPEC started an old-fashioned price war against U.S. shale players. Plus, we're looking at the supposed return of Iranian oil as sanctions are supposed to be lifted. But hold on, is it a done deal? Wall Street Journal today reporting that the U.S. is going to put more sanctions on Iran, which may cause some problems for the return of Iranian oil back to the market. For the year, crude oil tumbled 31% to $37.05 a barrel as oil inventories swelled. An unseasonably warm fourth quarter pushed nat gas down to $1.75 per million BTU. A late rally saw the energy component in 2015 down 19% at $2.37. Thomson Reuters CRB Commodities Index fell 24% to six-year lows. Coffee off 25%, cotton and sugar in positive territory for the year, and cocoa prices up more than 18% on the year. Next week's economic calendar includes a couple of reports from the ISM. Then next Friday, we get the monthly jobs report for December. Also, we'll start seeing some fourth quarter earnings reports trickle in. And just because we can look back on 2015 doesn't mean we can see the future. The only thing we know with any degree of certainty is that 2016 will be different. So stay awake and good luck to you in the new year. And be sure and follow along at moneyradio.com and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com.